BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. French officials say 13 French troops have died when two helicopters were involved in an accident in Mali. It's the biggest loss of French troops in a single day in more than three decades. Here's Will Ross.
The statement from the French presidency doesn't give details of what happened, but says two helicopters were involved in an accident on Monday evening as they were taking part in a combat operation against jihadists. President Emmanuel Macron has expressed deep sadness over the incident and described the victims as heroes. Since deploying to Mali in early 2013, French soldiers have led joint operations with armies in the Sahel region. Whilst there have been reports of some successful attacks against the Islamist militants, there is concern that the jihadist threat is steadily growing. This month, militants linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have killed dozens of soldiers and civilians in Mali and Burkina Faso.
The Maltese government chief of staff has resigned. Reports say Kish Gembry is being questioned by police investigating the 2017 murder of the journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. Kevin Connolly reports.
Keith Gembry has been a powerful figure behind the scenes of the Maltese government, and his departure brings the investigation into the murder of Daphne Caruana Galizia a step closer to the heart of power on the island. Mr. Gembry was very close to the Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, who insisted, after the resignation of his chief of staff, that he retains the confidence of his governing Labour Party. Maltese police, assisted by Dutch and American investigators, have now arrested three men accused of carrying out the bomb attack, an alleged middleman granted a pardon in return for providing information, and a wealthy local businessman, Jürgen Fennec, who was detained as he tried to leave Malta on a yacht.
The UN Environment Programme has warned of disastrous consequences if governments, industry and private individuals fail to drastically ramp up efforts to slash greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade. UNEP says if current strategies continue, then global temperatures could rise to more than double the limit agreed under the Paris climate deal. It says transitional change in behaviours is needed. Rescue workers in Albania are digging through rubble of collapsed buildings after the country was struck by its strongest earthquake in decades. Albania's defence ministry says at least 13 people have been killed. Guy Delaunay has more details.
It's Albania's most powerful earthquake for decades. The initial 6.4 magnitude tremor hit just before 4 in the morning. A less powerful aftershock followed around 3 hours later. By then, most people had left buildings in the affected areas, but some were trapped in the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings in Durres and nearby Thumane. Soldiers joined firefighters in the rescue effort, and Italy, Greece and neighbouring countries have all offered aid and technical assistance.
World News from the BBC.